Thank you, Grace Life family. I'm not usually the person to be up in front, so I do have a couple notes, and I'll try not to read from my phone. But I wanted just to say thank you. You guys have been a big family to us. My husband, Eric, over here in the back, we have two teenage boys, Colson and Caleb, and then our daughter, Blair, who just turned 9 over the weekend. We prayed for you. We prayed for a church that we would find that would be a family to us and really feel at home when we found you. If we haven't met, my name is Ashley Royce, and I would love to meet you. If we've never met, please come up and introduce yourself. I do like meeting new people. Matt had asked me to share my testimony or a time in my life where God did something extraordinary, and I really kind of thought about what I would talk about because I wanted to give you something that was really edifying to you in some way. And my testimony and something that God did in my life really intertwine with one another that was extraordinary. But it starts with how I became a Christian. And I don't have an extraordinary story. I became a Christian because somebody shared the salvation story with me. I was 18 years old, and it is as simple as that. Somebody shared the story with me. The woman that had shared her story with me had been praying for me. So I was in high school. I was in my last year, my senior year of high school, and she was praying for me. She'd been praying for me for many years. I didn't know this, but she would eventually share the gospel. As soon as I heard it, I knew that that was the hole in my heart that God had left only for him to be filled. I had everything I thought that I would need. I was not in the muck or the mire, but I knew as soon as I heard that, that that's the story I wanted to begin. My life would never be the same. There is a before Christ and there is an after, and this really began the legacy of my life. Fast forward to my freshman year of college. I was a freshman at a secular university, and I really had no Christian friends. So this was the first couple of weeks into my freshman year. And my dorm mates, my suite mates, they were all going to the frat parties. And I had nobody. So those Friday nights, those Saturday nights, I knew God had much more in store for me. I sat in my my suite, and I had one thing. I had my Bible, and I didn't know much about the Word of God. I didn't know it from growing up. I had learned it. I'd just become a Christian. But the life that was brought to me through the Word of God, I devoured it. I lived on the Word of God. I felt great comfort from God, and I fell in love with Jesus. The story of Jesus really brought light to my life. Through that time, I started reading Romans. I started with Romans, but that part of Romans really showed me who Jesus was. And then later, I would read the Gospels. I was convicted by Matthew 5:15. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world, a town built on a hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." And God, at that time, brought me a cloud of witnesses. They encouraged me. They discipled me. They prayed for me. I had Christian friends for the first time. One of the dear friends I met had a missional heart for the lost. And I was going to tell everybody that I could find about Jesus. I wanted everybody to know the light of God. So following this, my sophomore year, my friend and I that had this heart for the lost, we decided to live in the secular university, in the freshman dorms as sophomores, to really be a light to these women that were coming in for our freshman year. This was a secular university. There was no Bible studies or anything allowed. So we really decided we should be a light on these floors to women. There was 36 girls in this dorm room wing, and 4 of them were Christians. What we decided to do was get together and pray for each woman, name by name, one woman at a time, and we prayed for opportunities that we would have an opportunity to share the gospel. September 11th, 2001, that was my sophomore year, and the world experienced a pretty unimaginable tragedy. But on campus, the spiritual climate became very warm. the harvest was very rich for picking. God was laying a groundwork on my campus, and I, with other believers, we really were laborers. There was a lot of watering going on, praying for opportunities, praying for the gospel to be shared on our campus. In that year, 6 out of the 36 women on my floor became Christ followers. Yeah, we would call it a mini revival, and it was the pure miracle by Jesus that he brought so many women to know God that year. One of the women, Kim, she would later become one of my best friends, shared the gospel with her twin sister, who was out serving in the military at the time. Allison also gave her life to Jesus that year. I learned great lessons about God in those early days of becoming a baby believer. One, never be ashamed of the gospel. Why would we keep so much joy a secret to so many people around us? Number two, it taught me to pray for those that are unsaved. We may not always know the spiritual workings of what God is doing, but I learned to love 36 strangers, people I didn't really know. In that time, when I prayed for strangers, I really learned to appreciate every opportunity that I was given to them because I felt like that opportunity was a divine appointment to share the gospel with them. So one, I learned to love strangers, but two, I also learned to appreciate what God was doing when we pray for those that are unsaved. Allison, the twin sister that came to know Jesus, she was a trailblazer. She was the first to marry a Christian man, first to have a child, and first to structure her family to leave a legacy to honor God. At the age of 32, she's one of my best friends, she trailblazed her way to heaven. I know I will get to see her someday because she became a Christian. Some of us are waterers and some of us are reapers. Anybody that knows my husband knows that he loves Greg Kokel. And Greg Kokel has a saying that we ought to leave a stone in everybody's shoe anytime we come across them. If we leave enough pebbles in someone's shoe, that person has to take out their shoe, dump out all the pebbles, and face with the eternity of choosing Jesus. We are all waters. We ought to leave pebbles in somebody's shoe. And sometimes that's all we do. We just water and we water and we water. And some of us are reapers. I am eternally grateful and humbled that God had softened my heart to know him. But I am also really grateful for the person that shared and braved sharing the gospel with me when I was 18. Thank you for allowing me to share my story.